timing because we've got Parisa in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's very exciting, actually. I was really amazed by the idea of a telethon through social media platforms. It's a fabulous idea that the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is involved in. Tell us about how important the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is.
My involvement with Asylum Seeker Resources Centre started when I first came to Australia around August 2021. So I engaged with some of the activities with the refugees, but I was not really aware of their impact on society, especially with the awareness and the refugee issues. So I think what Asylum Seeker Resources Center is doing is amazing because it brings awareness into the society about the refugee issues and, more importantly, how refugees can contribute to the community.
Where do you come from then?
I'm coming from Afghanistan.
Ah, cool. Okay. And so I know that the ARSC provides a range of frontline services and I mean, what we're talking about is food. We're talking about healthcare, not just advocacy.
Yes, definitely. With the Asylum Seeker Resources Center services, it's covering different areas, as you mentioned, from like food, mental health, especially made me more passionate about Asylum Seeker Resources Center is their work and effort towards a young generation, especially last year when I participated to one of their leadership programs. So it's kind of changed my perspective toward the issues in Australia, refugee issues, and toward like how we can advocate for refugee issues, and also how we can support Australian community to become more connected to different cultures, and especially with the refugees. So I think the program they have for young generation and how they involve youth with the community and also connect different communities from a refugee background and non-refugee background. It's very amazing.
Yeah, so what you're really saying is that it's very positive. It's it also gives people a sense of self-determination.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Very sophisticated, in fact.
It is, especially for, someone like me, a young girl living her country alone with no family, no support, coming to a completely new environment, new country with no knowledge from country background, how things run and how I can imagine like my career, my future. So ASRC was and still it is very playing very, very important role in my life, and it really helped me to connect with the community more and also learn more about different skills.
Yeah, yeah, to see a future.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite amazing because, I mean, of course, losing your home country is a terrible thing.
It is. Maybe a word like more than terrible. Maybe we don't have that word
in
the dictionary.
Well, you don't have a big enough
yeah,
word, eh?
Definitely. But it's a feeling that we can never describe, especially when you have to leave your family, your career, your hopes, passion, and everything in a day, and forced to leave your country and your parents. It's more than terrible.
Yeah, it's more than terrible. The fact is that your English is very good, but not speaking in your mother tongue is also something you have to give away too, in a way.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in the very beginning, it was very hard for me because I'm coming from a country where English is not even a second language. So English considered to be just a foreign language that you need to learn it in different centers, and it's considered to be a skill. I even did my school, my bachelor in my like own language, my mother tongue. So like giving up on those things were not easy for me, and integrating to a new culture, a new environment, all English. So it was quite challenging for me.
Yeah, I'd say so. Language is one of those things where what you can express is tied up with the nuance of that language.
Definitely. Yeah,
and English is really one of the reasons why English is so universal. It's not just because they were endlessly good at stealing other people's countries, etc. But it's like a portmanteau. It's a language that picks up other people's languages and puts it in it, but it also it discards the nuances of other people's languages, you know, the sophistications that are involved in the way people think in other places, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And I think with, you know, the awareness that different advocates trying to bring, and also the connection between different communities, it's really also helped to the maybe like language development. So people are like more welcoming and more supportive towards the non-native speakers. So I think like institutions like ASRC also plays a very crucial role in...
Because it's a two-way street. Yeah. We're lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you. No, we are lucky too. So this is kind of environment that I think when it comes to your first question, how important Asylum Seeker Resources Center role is, that it brings community together. So even in terms of language, it's create more acceptance towards non-native English speakers as well.
Yeah, yeah. And we should go back to the practicalities, because the Asylum Seeker Resource Center needs $1.4 million to continue their critical work supporting refugees and advocating for their rights. And as with everything that the CEO and founder of ASRC, Con Kanamagat, I can't even say his name. How do you say his name? I'm terrible with names.
I think you can just say Con.
Con?
Yeah.
Now, Con used to do one of the breakfast shows at 3CR, Con did. He was great on radio, and it was part of his taking the message out into the world, because he's always thinking of great ways of doing that. And this idea of a telethon using social media platforms is truly fantastic.
It is. Fortunately, in this era of social media and media communication, so it makes everything easier to reach a wider audience and reach a bigger group of people and bring awareness. So Teleton campaign is also, I think, one of the very, very amazing idea of how we can bring also like again a community together, how we can bring awareness and teach people and talk people about a refugee's life. And it's not just around me and Marcel talking about our life, but it's a story of thousands of refugees in this country. So how they hope for a better future, and how they feel connected to the country, and how they aim and passionate about bringing positive change to the community. So I think it's very important to target those audience and bring more awareness about like how refugees can contribute to the community, but not just talking about their struggles, their experience, which is really important to talk about, but like how they can contribute to the community and how we can have a better Australia and a better country together.
Mm. Well, it's pretty remarkable, because it's going to run from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. So I'm just thinking about the level of programming that must be involved in making that, and commitment that it would take to make this happen.
Definitely. It's going to be a very big day for everyone, and it's is showing the hard work which has been put for several months and planning for a year on how we can run that day. So it's going to be a very special day, very challenging day. But when we have a group of people which is committed to what they aim, and they are passionate about bringing a positive change and supporting refugees. So I think it's going to be like easier when you have that passion, and it's not just a job, but a passion towards having a better future. So I think like everyone is very excited for that day. And I'm very also hopeful that we are going to receive much support for not just, a story of me and Marcel, but a story of like hundreds of young girls who are waiting for the help and support.
Yeah, it's on World Refugee Day. I mean, it's happened before that the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre has done this, hosted this 9 times. This is the 9th annual World Refugee Day telethon. So it has worked before, and I'm sure it will work again. It's Tuesday, June the 20th, because that's World Refugee Day. And you're going to have ambassadors, high-profile ambassadors. You're going to have music, I presume. You're going to have people speaking, and you're going to encourage people to tune in on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And you're going to have an auction as well.
Yes, so it's going to be very, very exciting and fun day for everyone. Besides that, you're going to support a big group of community and also support to bring a positive change to the community. You will have a very, very special and fun day. So I really request everyone to at least find like some minutes of their day and
because you don't have to sit there for the entire time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a one day in a year and very special day. So I really respect everyone to come and join us and show their support. So if they can donate and support refugees, they can donate. But if they can't, it's not just that. Sometimes we feel that if we can't like support financially or like donate, we cannot support. If you can't support financially, we can support it by sharing it on our social media. We can share it to bring more awareness and reach a wider audience. So even your small actions means a lot for a group of refugees. So I really encourage everyone to take a part, even a very, very small part, even a minute of the day, to invest in this campaign. And together we can build a better community and connections.
Thank you very much for coming and talking. And I'll put all the details for people, like the phone number and the how they can, I'll put bids in for auctions and how they can donate. So I'll put that on the podcast so people can get aware of it. Go to the ASRC Facebook and Instagram and X, and you can become involved on the day, Tuesday the 20th of June. Starts at 7 a.m, goes to 10 p.m. And we've been speaking to Parisa Sikardari. And thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you very much, Annie, for having me. And it was such a great pleasure to talk to you. And thank you very much, everyone, for listening to us. And we are waiting for you on the 20th of June.